The following is a lecture given by His Holiness Jaya Bhataka Swami on November 25th, 1982 in Sridham, Mayapur. The class begins with a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 2, verse 14 through 15.
Atatyunmattavannagno Vyukta Kesho Hasanrudam Chitta Bhasma Kritasnana Vetasranni Astibhushanam Sivapadesho Hyasivo Matto Matta Janapriya Pati Pramatha Nathana Tamo Matratmakatmana Preta Vaseshu Goreshu Preta Bhuta Ganarvitaha Atanyunu Mattavana Nagno Yukta Kesho Hasan Rudan Chitta Vashma Kritasnana Pretasanyasti Bhushanam.
He lives in filthy places like crematoriums, and his companions are the ghosts and demons. Naked like a madman, sometimes laughing and sometimes crying, he smears crematorium ashes all over his body. He does not bathe regularly, and he ornaments his body with a garland of skulls and bones. Therefore, only in name is he Siva, or auspicious. Actually, he is the most mad and inauspicious creature. Thus, he is very dear to crazy beings who are in the mode of ignorance, in the gross mode of ignorance, and he is their leader. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Those who do not regularly bathe are supposed to be in association with ghosts and crazy creatures. Lord Shiva appeared to be like that, but his name, Siva, is actually fitting. For he is very kind to persons who are in the darkness of the mode of ignorance, such as unclean drunkards who do not regularly bathe. Lord Siva is so kind that he gives shelter to such creatures and gradually elevates them to spiritual consciousness. Although it is very difficult to raise such creatures to spiritual understanding, Lord Shiva takes charge of them, and therefore is stated in the Vedas, Lord Shiva is all auspicious. Thus, by his association, even such fallen souls can be elevated. Thus, sometimes it is seen that great personalities meet with fallen souls, not for any personal interest, but for the benefit of those souls. In the creation of the Lord, there are different kinds of living creatures. Some of them are in the mode of goodness, some of them in the mode of passion, and some of them in the mode of ignorance. Lord Vishnu takes charge of the persons who are advanced Krishna conscious Vaishnavas. And Lord Brahma takes charge of persons who are very much attached to material activities. But Lord Shiva is so kind that he takes charge of persons who are in gross ignorance and whose behavior is lower than that of the animals. Therefore, Lord Shiva is especially called auspicious. Thus, in the purport to text 14 and 15 of the Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada in the matter of Daksha curses Lord Shiva. So here we are reading part of the curse given by Daksha to Lord Shiva. Actually, this is very painful for any advanced Vaishnava to hear that such an all-auspicious soul as Lord Shiva is being cursed by Daksha. Actually, Lord Shiva is a pure Vaishnava. He's a partial expansion of Vishnu also. And he should never be cursed by anyone. And doing so simply reduces one's own life, duration, stature, good fortune, everything. Actually, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he advised us that the offense against the Vaishnava or Vaishnava Parada is the most dangerous thing. Vaishnava Parada Mata Hati Upare Vachindi Jai Asukhi Jai Patha Upare Vachindi Lota Sukhi Jai Patha. That this offensing, giving an offense to a pure Vaishnava, is a mad elephant offense. If one commits a mad elephant offense, then that mad elephant goes into the garden of one's devotional life and pulls out the devotional creeper right from the root. When you pull a plant out by the root, it may stay green for a few days, but in no time at all, the leaves will dry and fall off. So, Sukhi Jai Patha means that once this Vaishnava Aparad has been created, even though for a short time they may be existing, apparently in some spiritual life, very soon all of their spiritual assets will be dried up and they will be completely spiritually bankrupt. Let's see. So one should avoid very particularly this offense against the Vaishnava, the pure devotee of the Lord. So Lord Shiva is accepted as a pure devotee of the Lord. Therefore, the advanced Vaishnavas will never support any offense against Lord Shiva or any other pure devotee of the Lord. This offense to the Vaishnavas has been described in the pastime of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was forgiving everyone for their various offenses. He was giving everyone pure love for Krishna. Even he gave Jagai Madhai pure love for Krishna. But one day all the devotees requested him that you should kindly have your mercy upon Mother Yasoda. Give her pure love for Krishna. So then Lord Chaitanya said, no. I cannot give Mother Yasoda the benediction of pure love for Krishna because she is not qualified. No, 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 how can that be? Mother Yasoda is not qualified. They all became furious. They all became excited. Mother Yasoda, Mother Sachi is a reincarnation of Mother Yasoda. She's so dedicated, she's so pure, she's always serving you, she's always performing so much pure devotional service. How can she not be qualified? They wouldn't leave Lord Chaitanya alone till finally he said, She is not qualified because she has committed a grave offense at the lotus feet of a pure devotee. What? How can she be an offender? You see, a big question came up that what is this offense that Mother Yasoda had committed? I'll just explain a little bit in Bengali. So, ekhane Mahadev apaman ba obisab diche dakkho. Say obisab. Asli dakkhir jato sagun jato bhagho ayu sab nashto kore debe. কেননা এটা হচ্ছে বৈষ্ণব অপরাধ। মহাদেব হচ্ছেন শুদ্ধা বৈষ্ণব, বৈষ্ণবা নাম যথাসম্ভু, এবং তিনি ভগবানের ওই আংশিক প্রকাশ। তো বিশেষ বৈষ্ণব রূপে যে তাকে অপমান করা হচ্ছে বৈষ্ণব অপরাধ। চৈতন্যদেব বলেছেন বৈষ্ণব অপরাধ হচ্ছে মাতা হাতি। সে মাতা হাতি যেমন মাতাল হাতি যদি বাগানের মধ্যে গিয়ে একবারে গাছে উপরি করে ধুলবে গড়া শুদ্ধ, সেই হিসেবে সমস্ত পটা শুকিয়ে যাবে। ওইলাহাম আমাদের যত ভক্তি সঞ্চয় আছে সেই সব নষ্ট হয়ে যাবে বৈষ্ণব অপরাধ করলে। তাই এর থেকে বুঝতে যাচ্ছে দক্ষার ভবিষ্যতে বিনাশ হওয়া সম্ভাবনা বা অবশ্যই ঘটানো হবে। তাই ছাড়া এ বিষয়ে চৈতন্যদেব বলেছেন, মানে তিনি সবাইকে জাগায় বাদায় নিয়েই শুদ্ধ প্রেম ভক্তি দান করেছেন। ভক্তবৃন্দ চৈতন্য ভাগবতে তাকে অনুরোধ করেছিলেন যে সচী মাতাকে আশীর্বাদ করেন যেন তিনি শুদ্ধ কৃষ্ণ প্রেম লাভ করতে পারেন। তা চৈতন্যদেব আমন্ত্রণ করেছে, না দেবই না, আমি দেবই না। কেন মাস আছে কি দেবেন না, তাকেই দেবেন, নিশ্চয়ই দেবেন, না দেবই না। কেননা তিনি এক বৈষ্ণব অপরাধী, বৈষ্ণব অপরাধী, আমি কৃষ্ণ প্রেমকে দেবই না। বৈষ্ণব অপরাধী মাস আছি সচি, তিনি কি বা অপরাধ করতেন, তিনি বৈষ্ণব অপরাধী, সবাইকে দেব কিন্তু তাকে আমি দেবই না। তাই সবাই আবার অবাক হয়ে পড়েছে, উপবাস করছে, হাহা করছে, কি করে মাস আছি কৃষ্ণের প্রেম পাবেন না, এই আশ্চর্যের কথা। আমি আবার একটু ব্যাখ্যা করি ইংরেজি, তারপরে বাংলা বলছি। সো অল দ্য ডিভোটিস ওয়ার কমপ্লিটলি আপসেট দ্যাট হাউ মাদার সচি ওয়াজ নট গেটিং পিওর লাভ ফর কৃষ্ণ। দিস ওয়াজ ইনকনসিভেবল। সাম ওয়ার ফাস্টিং, সাম ওয়ার ক্রাইং। So they requested Lord Chaitanya to explain to them what was the aparad, the great offense that she had committed. So finally Lord Chaitanya explained that one time Viswarup, his elder brother, was sitting listening to the Bhagavatam class of Lord Advaita. And Mother Sachi sent Lord Chaitanya also to go and to get Viswarupa to come back to the house. Instead, when Lord Chaitanya got there as a small boy, Nimai, he sat down and listened to the Bhagavatam class. Thus he was late. So Mother Sachi became afraid that by the preaching of Advaita, Nimai would become a sannyasi. And so she made some bad comment that by this preaching, they may ruin my son and make him into a sannyasi or something. And this, Lord Chaitanya said, was a great Vaishnava aparad, and for that, Mother Sachi could not get love for God. You see, to understand this, one has to know something about what is the holy name. Actually, the holy name of Krishna is so powerful that it can destroy any amount of sinful reactions. Any amount. Ajamiya was a great sinner. He had been a Brahmana in his youth. He had done Vishnu Puja, but he gave up his family, he gave up his position in society. Instead, he married a prostitute and he became a thief and he was robbing and murdering people. He was a great sinner. He had 10 children, however, and his youngest child's name was Narayan. So he was always calling out on his son, "Narayan, Narayan, come here." When he would eat, Narayan would eat with him. When he would drink, he would call Narayan to sit down and drink with him. In this way, unconsciously, by repeating the name Narayan, Narayan, he was becoming purified. Finally, when he was dying, his son was playing nearby, small boy. And the three Jamadutas came. He saw three people with ugly faces and black bodies and muscles all over and teeth with ropes in their hand. And they were coming to drag him away to Jamaraj, the Lord of Death. When he saw them, he became so afraid. He started to call on his son, "Narayan, Narayan, Narayan!" When he called like that, so loudly, in complete anxiety, there was no aparad, there was no offense to Narayana. Immediately, three, four Vishnu Dutas came, messengers of Vishnu, and they protected him from these Yamadutas. Why? Because he had chanted the name of Narayana without any offense. You see. So this offense, there are 10 offenses to the holy name. It says if one chants without offense, then one immediately gets freed from all the sinful reactions. One should be very careful not to chant the holy name in order to enjoy sense gratification, in order to perform more sinful activities. If one chants to facilitate more sinful activities, then that chanting will be delayed. Chanting must act, but it will be delayed very far in the future. So this chanting takes immediate effect when there's no offense or when there's very little offense. But with offense, the action is delayed. So offense means to offend a pure devotee, to disobey the guru, to offend the scriptures, to put material conceptions on the chanting, to be inattentive while chanting, and especially to chant so that one can do more sinful activity. If one thinks that, well, by chanting I get purified from sin, and then later I can do more sin, all these type of mentalities are called aparada or offense. So especially the offense to the pure devotee completely pulls out one's devotional asset. So this is what happened to Daksha. He committed a Vaishnava aparada. This is what happened to Sachi Mata, that Lord Chaitanya said, used her as an example, that she had committed an offense against a Vaishnava. Therefore, she could not get love of God. The demons who go to kill Krishna, they get moksha. They get liberation by merging into the Lord's effulgence or into his body. So this merging is considered to not be obviously very important, because even the asuras are getting. From that we can understand that only when the pure devotees are getting prema, that this must be so much higher than the ordinary understanding of moksha. Five types of moksha are there: sarupya, samipya, or sanidhya, salokya, and what's the other one?
Sharshti.
So those four types are sometimes accepted by Vaishnava. But the pure Vaishnava goes beyond liberation and also gets pure love for Krishna. It is said that Krishna gives liberation very easily, but he gives pure Krishna prema or love with great difficulty, very rarely, because when he gives love or Krishna prema, he becomes bound up. This is mentioned in many Puranas that Krishna easily gives mukti or liberation, but he very rarely gives bhakti or prema. Just like if a person accepts someone as a child or a disciple, then naturally one is always thinking about how to develop that person, how to protect that person. And that person has got some hold because of some relationship of love. So if Krishna gives love to any devotee, then actually he becomes bound in a certain way by various loving sentiments. Of course, he's always independent. We should never think that Krishna becomes completely under the control of his devotee. But sometimes he allows himself to come under the control of his devotee on account of love. But he is never under the control of just a liberated soul or muktatma, but only by the pure devotee. So because Mother Sachi had committed, the mother of Lord Chaitanya had committed a Vaishnava aparada. Still turn it down a little bit. Because she had committed a Vaishnava aparada, therefore she was not eligible to get pure love for Krishna. She could get liberation, but not pure love for Krishna. So therefore all the devotees were lamenting. So then there was a scheme made up how Mother Sachi could get forgiven for the offense she had committed against Advaita Gosai. You see. So all of the devotees, they went and they approached Advaita Gosai to try to convince him to forgive Mother Sachi for her offense. And Mother Sachi and Lord Chaitanya also came along. And that was a most amazing meeting. It was wonderful what happened when the devotees asked Advaita Gosai to forgive Mother Sachi for her offense. I'll just explain a little bit in Bengali. Hare Krishna. Vaibhavi, Bhaktivinoda janta cheyeche je Maa Sachi ki aparadha koreche. Tokhon Chaitanya Dev bolechen je jai hok amra balyakal ami Advaita Gosai path shunte giye bishwarupe ante giye ami kono aparadha thini je amake sonnas kore banabe ittari kichu apamane ke bhul bhranti kotha Advaita Gosai lakkho bolechilen. Tai eta aparadha ami take prem bhakti dite pari na. Ekhon prem bhakti dekhi seta jana janno amar ektu jante hobe name mahotto bishoy. Nam joto pap ekjon korte pare, ek name dara seta khoi korte pare. Kintu seta jokhon niraparadh nam hoy, ami jodi pap kori ar nam kori abar jate pap korte pare, তাহলে সেই নামে খুব দেরিতে কাজ হবে। এবং আমি যদি কোনো বৈষ্ণব অপরাধ করি, নাম করি, তাহলে সে আমাদের সেই নামের প্রভাব ওই অপরাধের দ্বারা সেই কাজ ওই বৈষ্ণব অপরাধের দ্বারা তখন আমার আধার থেকে যত অ্যাসেট বা আমাদের যাকে বলে সঞ্চয় সব নষ্ট হয়ে যাবে। ওইভাবে সব ভক্তবৃন্দকে আমি অজামিল উদাহরণ দিয়েছি যে কিবা অজামিল নারায়ণকে দেখে তার ছোট্ট বাচ্চাকে নাম ধরে সেই অনুসারে বিষ্ণুদূত তাকে রক্ষা করতে এসেছিলেন, যেহেতু নিরপরাধে নাম করেছে। তো সেই হিসেবে সব ভক্তবৃন্দ বলেছেন চৈতন্য দেবকে যে কি করে সচি মা অপরাধ থেকে মোচন হবে, তাই সবাই একসাথে অদ্বৈত গোসাই কাছে গিয়ে আর অদ্বৈত গোসাই কাছে জিজ্ঞাসা করেছিলেন যে সচি মাতা কি অপরাধ বা করেছে। তখন অদ্বৈত গোসাই মাতাল হয়ে কি না নিত্য করছেন যে কি অপরাধ বা করেছেন, মা সাচি আমার মা আমার আমার পূজনীয়া কি ভক্তি কি গুণ কি সব আছে, সেইভাবে আমার ভাই পাগল হয়ে গেল। সেই সচি মা গুণগান কীর্তন করে নৃত্য করেছিলেন। আমি আবার একটু ইংরেজিতে ব্যাখ্যা করি, তারপরে আমি ওটা সো ওয়েন অদ্বৈত গোসাই হার্ড দ্যাট দে সেড দ্যাট please forgive mother sachi for her offenses, you are a great vaishnav, she is a great offender, you please forgive her, then Advaita said, what, I forgive mother sachi, who am I, I am nothing, I am not even a devotee, I am the lowest, how can I forgive, she is such a great vaishnava, vaishnavi, she is always worshiping, she is always serving, she is always doing deity worship, she is always serving Lord Chaitanya, she is always chanting the, and he became so ecstatic, singing out the glories of Mother Yasoda, he started to jump up and dance in ecstasy, Mother Sachi, how wonderful devotee she is, and he was just going on and eulogizing all of her great qualities, dancing in ecstasy. And then he became so ecstatic thinking about how low he was and how great Mother Sachi was that he fainted and became unconscious. At that moment, Lord Chaitanya told Mother Sachi, now, go quick, grab his feet. Then you'll be forgiven for the offense. So Mother Sachi, when he was unconscious, he would have never let her touch his feet, his lotus feet. You see, willingly, he was taking the humble position. At that moment, she could run over and touch his lotus feet and get forgiven for the so-called offense that she had committed. In this way, Lord Chaitanya used his devotee as an example. It is said in the Gita that the Lord uses his devotee, in the Gita purports, that the Lord uses his devotee to teach the world about spiritual life. Arjuna was put into Maya just so that we could hear the Bhagavad Gita. In this way, Mother Sachi was deprived of getting pure love for Krishna just so that we could get the instruction from her activity never to commit any offense against the pure Vaishnavas and to avoid very strictly the offenses against the holy name. To commit an offense against the holy name is in our worst self-interest. Once we start to chant the holy name, then we should try to do everything to please Krishna. You see, whatever we have to do to maintain our body and mind together in a healthy condition, of course Krishna does not begrudge. But at the same time, we should be very careful not to simply try to use the holy name for some material sense gratificatory purpose, then the effect of that chanting will be delayed. Still we should chant even if we are committing some offense, because even with offense there will be effect, but it will be later. The only one offense we should completely avoid, because that can completely stop our progress in spiritual life, that is the offending of a pure devotee of the Lord. So in this way, in this pastime with Daksha and Lord Shiva, we can also see in the future verses how Daksha loses his own position and is punished simply because of seeing the great devotees of the Lord with a material vision. Actually, why devotee is so exalted is because he's heart and soul dedicated to the Lord. In the Leela with Ambarish, Vishnu explained to Durvasa that my heart is my devotee and my devotee's heart is me. Because the devotee is always thinking of the Lord is living in the heart of the devotee. And because the devotee is thinking of the Lord thinks of his devotee, therefore his heart is the devotee. So he told Durvasa, you commit offense to devotee, you have to get his forgiveness. I can do nothing. So the devotee is so exalted. Even a great sage like Durvasa Muni, who could travel in outer space, had to go back to the humble Grihastha Ambarish, who was the great king, who was the emperor of the world, because he was ruling the world in order to please Krishna. He was ruling the world that the people could gradually come back to spiritual life. Even Ambarish sometimes worshipped demigods like Shiva, like Durga and others, just to give the example to the people in general about how to do various Vedic rites. But in his mind and in his discussion, he would always explain how the demigods were the part of Vishnu, and he would not think them as independent, but he would worship them as the various angams or parts of the body of the universal form of the Lord. In this way, in his royal activities, in his private life, throughout his various stages, he was always engaged in the service of Vishnu, of Krishna. Therefore, even a great mystic yogi like Durvasa, when trying to offend him, was chastised by the Sudarshana Chakra, and he had to personally beg forgiveness from that great king, Maharaj Ambarish. He said, "I thought you were a Grihastha. I thought you were an ordinary householder. Now I can see you are a great mystic. You are a greater mystic than I am. You are a pure devotee of the Lord." So this bhakti yoga gives the greatest mystic power, even greater than the mystic power achieved by the ordinary yogis who perform the mystic yoga process. So in this way, we should understand that this secret of bhakti yoga is the most hidden secret. And the king of education, Rajaguhyam Rajavidyam, you see, it's also the Rahasyam Yaita Uttamam. In so many verses it's explained how great this process of devotional service is. So we should take it very seriously, chant Hare Krishna, avoid offenses, do our service to Krishna, do our ordinary activities in such a way that they're ultimately leading us closer and closer to Krishna. Whatever we may be, grihe thako, bone thako, sada hari bole dako, whether a grihastha, whether a brahmachari, or whether a sannyasi, or a banaprasti, whether a man or whether a woman, we should do our service in such a way to please the Lord. In this way, we can achieve the highest benediction offered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by Krishna himself, that is pure love for Krishna, which is the perfection of all liberation, and which gives complete satisfaction to the self. Sabai pungsang paro dharmo yato bhakti radhokhaja ahaitu kya pratiyati yayatma su prasidati. Hare Krishna. Just to give it in Bengali. So, Oirakam Adaita Gosai Nitya Nitya Korte Korte Akbare Moccho Hoye Porechen. Sachi Ma Gunogan Kore. Sei Obosthay Chaitanya Dev Sachi Ma Ke Bolechen Ebar Charan Dhoro. তখন সচি মা ওই চরণকে ধরে সে অপরাধ থেকে মুক্ত হলেন। এর থেকে বুঝে যাচ্ছে তখন তিনি প্রেম পেয়েছেন চৈতন্য দেবের কাছ থেকে। এইভাবে আমরা বৈষ্ণব অপরাধ করে বৈষ্ণবের কাছে এসে ক্ষমা আমাদের চাইতে হয়, এবং আমরা হরিকৃষ্ণ নাম করেইল আমরা ঠিক যত্ন করে দেখা উচিত কোনো যেন অপরাধ না হয়। যদিও অন্য কোনো অপরাধ হয় তবু ভবিষ্যতে কাজ হবে, তাহলে নাম করা উচিত আমাদের। কিন্তু বৈষ্ণব অপরাধ করলে, ক্ষমা না ছেলে, ক্ষমা না ফেলে আমরা সেখানে, আমাদের যদি গুরুত্বপূর্ণ অপরাধ হয় তাহলে আমাদের ভক্তি পাওয়ার আমাদের সম্ভাবনা, ততক্ষণ আমরা সে অপরাধ থেকে মুক্ত না হয় আমাদের হবে না। এইভাবে অম্বরেশের লীলা একটু ব্যাখ্যা করেছি ইংরেজি, যে কিভাবে অম্বরেশ গৃহস্থ হয়ে দুর্বাসা মুনি তাকে বুঝতে পারেননি, তার কাছে অপরাধ করে শেষকালে সুদর্শন চক্র তাকে ধরার জন্য ধরেছে। তখন আবার বিষ্ণু পর্যন্ত কি বিষ্ণু তাকে বলছিলেন যে আমার হৃদয় হচ্ছে সাধু আর সাধু হৃদয় আমি, তাই তুমি সাধু কাছে গিয়ে অপরাধ ক্ষমা চাও, আমি কিছু করতে পারবো না। তখন অম্বরীশের কাছে ফিরে গিয়ে অম্বরীশ মহারাজের কাছে ক্ষমা চেয়েছে যে আমি এইভাবে অপরাধ করেছি, আমি তোমাকে আপনাকে বুঝতে পারিনি যে আপনি হচ্ছেন গৃহস্থ, সাধারণ গৃহস্থ নয়, সাধারণ মানুষ নয়, আপনি হচ্ছেন ভগবানের প্রিয় ভক্ত। প্রিয় ভক্ত হচ্ছে সব থেকে শক্তিশালী এবং প্রিয় ভক্ত হচ্ছে সব থেকে গুণশালী, তাই আমি ক্ষমা চাচ্ছি, আমি অভুজ, এবার বুঝতে পেরেছি ভক্তি কি গুণ আর ভগবানের ভক্ত কি স্তর। আমি ক্ষুদ্র একটা একটা সিদ্ধি যোগী, আমার আপনার কাছে কিছুই নাই, আমার অপরাধ দয়া করে ক্ষমা করবেন, এবার থেকে আমি বৈষ্ণবে গুণগান করব, আমি তাদের অপরাধ কোনোদিন আর করব না। তো এইভাবে আমারও চেষ্টা করা উচিত কোনো বৈষ্ণব অপরাধ না করা, বৈষ্ণব সেবা বরং আমরা করা উচিত, বৈষ্ণবের সেবা দ্বারা আমরা ভবিষ্যতে ভগবানের আশীর্বাদ প্রাপ্ত হব এবং সেইভাবে আমাদের নিত্য শাশ্বত জীবনে স্থাপিত হবে। আমরা সেই নিত্য শাশ্বত জীবন ভিতরে আমাদের চির আনন্দ থাকবে, আত্মসাত হবে, এই আমাদের আর কোনো আশা অপূর্ণ থাকবে না। সেই তো শাস্ত্র আমাদের ভাগবতে এই বিষয়ে প্রমাণ দিচ্ছে। সবাই পুংসং পরো ধর্ম ইয়তো ভক্তির রক্ষজা হৈতু ক্যা প্রতীয়তা ইয়াত্মা সুপ্রসীদতি, সম্পূর্ণ আত্মা সুপ্রসীদতি হইবে হৈতু কি নির্বন্ধন ভক্তি দ্বারা শ্রী বিষ্ণু বাসুদেব কৃষ্ণ কাছে। হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে। কোনো প্রশ্ন? আর দেয়ার এনি কোয়েশ্চেন্স? ইয়েস, because he cursed Lord Shiva, he was killed later, but by the mercy of Lord Shiva, he had his head chopped off and he was killed, but by the mercy of Lord Shiva, his head was replaced by the head of a goat and he was given back his life. So far we know he's still living as Daksha with the head of a goat. Hare Krishna. And that with the head of a goat, then he could understand that he had committed a great offense against the Vaishnavas. When he was taken back to life, he offered his prayers to Lord Shiva, that you will be reading later on all these details in the Bhagavatam. It's a very great history. It takes about two volumes like this to complete, or at least one full volume and a little to complete the whole history. How Daksha curses Shiva, how Sati retaliates, and then finally how she gives up her body, and then how Shiva attacks the arena, the sacrifice of Daksha, and how Dakshas and all the different brahmanas who had committed aparadhas are punished. These things are described. And ultimately how Lord Shiva forgave them all and then brought them back into their original position. Main thing, this type of cursing is only done by the very neophyte person. Because Daksha is a very attached Griyamedi, even though he's very exalted, but he's very attached to his material position. Therefore, he does not see the quality of Shiva. So we should be very careful not to be too attached to our material position, material fame, material wealth, or power, or beauty, or education. Because this can make us falsely proud. And then if we get some little neglect, then we may start to become offensive to the Vaishnavas, and this is very dangerous. Daksha, because of his material position as being a son of Brahma, being a Prajapati, being the father-in-law of Shiva, actually Shiva, he was in Dhyan, he was in Samadhi. He didn't know that Daksha was there or not. Why would he was, he's so great person, he can stand up for Daksha. What is the harm? Even though actually he's much greater than Daksha, but out of his own greatness he could do such things. But he was in Dhyan, he was in Samadhi. So he didn't know Daksha was there. Lord Shiva is the greatest devotee, greatest mystic. He was in complete samadhi. He wasn't conscious of the outside world. He didn't know these things were happening until after he came out of samadhi, he heard all the things that happened. And he saw that his daksha was cursing, and his the brahmanas were cursing, and then Nandiswar and other of his parshadas were cursing, and then he said, no, no, and he got up and left. But he didn't know all these things were going on. He was in samadhi. And Daksha, because he wasn't saying anything, he became angry and he started cursing. So we should be very careful about being falsely proud about some material position, material possession or quality. Because that false pride can lead us to offend the devotee, which can harm our spiritual progress to no end. Hare Krishna.